We've produced a new CD of two sermons preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin, one for Christmas and one for Epiphany. And we'll send you this new CD for any size year-end donation. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois 62234. And for any size gift before the end of the year, we'll send you a CD of one of Todd's Christmas and Epiphany sermons.
Having gays in the military does not hurt the military. It improves the military. It adds to recruitment possibilities.
There are definitely some pretty strong views within the chaplain community. I would not for a minute assume that if the law were repealed, every single chaplain would stay in the military. We should assume that we may lose some of our chaplains.
That's why families everywhere are taught to place the menorah in public view so the entire world can see its light. As the Talmud teaches us, so long as a person still has life, they should never abandon faith.
If that's what you're looking for, is a church in which I am going to have nothing but happy thoughts and be given a positive image of myself, and that's all I want to hear, then repentance is a buzzkill.
Thank you for providing theology for clerical collar, white collar, and blue collar.
I think pro-lifers often are living in the expectation of the pendulum swing. We think that sooner or later the pendulum politically on the life issue has got to swing back the direction in favor of protecting the unborn. Well, it's been more than 35 years since Roe v. Wade, and the pendulum, while there have been some moves to undermine what Roe v. Wade imposed upon the American people and upon the plight of the unborn, the pendulum has not swung back. There are limits to pro-life politics. We'll be talking about that with Dr. James Lamb here in the first half hour of Issues Etc. He's from Lutherans for Life. The better part of this first hour we'll spend with Pastor Nathan Dudley of St. Paul Lutheran Church in Clarinda, Iowa. We'll be talking about Jacob and Esau, and in fact, Esau as perhaps a type of Christ, an Old Testament type of Christ. He has some very interesting arguments to make. In the second hour of the program on this Tuesday afternoon, December the 14th, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morris of the Ruth Institute will be our guest. We'll talk about the global commercialization of reproduction. Surrogacy is now a real industry. You can get a global baby, a baby with sperm from one country, an egg from another, and a surrogate in a third, a global baby all your own. You even, in some cases, if you go through the right people, get to choose the sex of the baby. Interesting new industry afoot. We'll see what she has to say about that. Dr. Alvin Schmidt will join us in the latter part of the second hour. We're going to talk about two issues, both in the news. The death verdict given to a Christian woman in Pakistan for allegedly blaspheming the Prophet Muhammad. And then the persecution of Christians in Iraq. Dr. Alvin Schmidt of Illinois College will be our guest. You can join us for the next 2 hours. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. You can visit our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, and leave your questions or comments on Jacob and Esau there, facebook.com/issuesetc. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet @issuesetc. Dr. James Lamb is Executive Director of Lutherans for Life based in Nevada, Iowa, and he's author of an article in the latest LifeDate newsletter titled Trust in Princes. Dr. Lamb, welcome back.
Thank you very much. Sounds like you have a good lineup coming up today. Wish I had time to listen to it all.
Well, we're always on demand, you know, Dr. Lamb. Do you think that we pro-lifers sometimes put too much stock in the next election or the last election and who is elected?
Yes, I'm afraid we do. At least that's my opinion of things. I'm not a political analyst, but it seems to me that we just put way too much stock in who we elect to office. Now, it's important, obviously, who we elect to office, and that, I'm not minimizing that. But just to give you an example, after the latest election, there was a headline from, you know, colleagues in the pro-life movement, but the headline read, "Voters make bold pro-life statement." Well, I'm not so sure it was a bold pro-life statement that was made in the election. I'm not so sure people were voting for candidates because of what they were for, because of they were voting against something, I think, and it was pocketbooks, I think, had more to do with the results of the election than pro-life advocacy did.
This is not something unique to the pro-life enterprise, nor to our time, Dr. Lamb. You kind of bring forth this well-known scripture, trust not in princes. How does it apply here?
Well, I think if we continually put our trust in princes and we turn to the government to solve these kinds of problems, then at the same time, we can be turning away from the one who really can do something about it, and that's the Lord. So it's better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. And so that's where we need to be turning. That's where we need to be placing our trust and our hope, is in what God will be able to do, in spite of who might be in control of the government. As you said in the introduction, you know, we've had a completely pro-life government, all three branches, and still we didn't put an end to the slaughter of the innocent and abortion.
And at the same time, perhaps a word of encouragement when, as it had been at least for the last 2 years, a majority pro-choice government. What are your thoughts there?
Well, it's true that there were some things that were done that were displeasing. On the other hand, during this time, some of our states have passed some pretty good legislation. Nebraska, for example, passing a fetal pain bill, thus kind of outlawing late-term abortions. And so good things happen regardless of who the princes are. God's people can be at work.
So where do we strike the balance, Dr. Lamb, between, as you said before, it is important, especially in a representative democracy that we enjoy, that we vote in favor of protecting the unborn and people, protection of human life at all stages of development until natural death, and yet not put too much of our hope in the outcome of those elections? How do we strike the balance?
Well, it is critically important that we take our for life convictions and our for life views that flow from our Christianity, from what God has done that gives value to life, and translate that then practically into what we do out there in the public square. And one of those things is how we vote on issues, how we vote on candidates, and it is critically important. But I guess the line is that we don't put all of our hope there, that we understand that our real hope and the foundation of our hope lies in trusting in the Lord and what He is able to do. And so that's why, you know, Lutherans for Life, our focus is not on changing laws, although we believe very strongly that laws need to be changed. But our focus here is to change hearts, and that's what God does through the power of His Holy Spirit working through His Word. He changes hearts, and we need a lot more changed hearts before we're ever going to get the changed laws that we need. As others have said, you know, abortion will not become illegal in this country until it becomes unthinkable. And that's what I think we need to be helping people understand, that abortion is unthinkable. Not just unthinkable in a moral sense, but it's unthinkable because what is being destroyed is someone created by God and someone for whom our Savior Jesus Christ paid the price for their redemption, someone for whom He died. So if we can get more and more people to grasp that and to understand that, then we're going to get a lot of people who are not just, you know, pro-life, but they're what I like to call champions for life, and we can get some. We can elect leaders who will put protecting the innocent even above the pocketbook, and be real champions for life, instead of just being pro-life and casting votes here and there. So there's a lot of work to be done among God's people to create an atmosphere in which laws then will be changed.
Finally, then, with about a minute, talk about both the privilege and the responsibility that we in America here enjoy. This time, this place, we don't get to choose our place in history, where this nation in particular does sit kind of on the precipice with regard to whether or not it will be a nation that protects or fails to protect the unborn, and the privilege and responsibility of being able to actually decide that as the governed who elect our leaders. 1 minute.
Yes, we have this great privilege and this responsibility. And again, I just want to emphasize that it's not just a responsibility that we have as citizens, but it's a responsibility that we have as Christian citizens. And even more so, we as Christians understand that we have this responsibility. And in this country, we have the privilege to be able to put our views into action by the things we do, by being compassionate to those who are hurting and struggling and dealing with difficult issues, and by the things we do in terms of who we vote for and the things that we vote for and the things that we promote. So the more we understand the sacredness of life that God gives to life, the more we'll be able to influence with a loving voice things that go on in our country. And it is just not something we should do as Christians. It's something we're compelled to do because of God's love for us, to extend that to all life.
Dr. James Lamb is Executive Director of Lutherans for Life, based in Nevada, Iowa, author of an article in the latest LifeDate newsletter titled Trust in Princes. You can receive the LifeDate newsletter by calling 1-888-364-LIFE, 888-364-LIFE, and ask for LifeDate. Dr. Lamb, thank you.
Thanks for the time. Bye now.
When we come back, we're going to talk about Jacob and Esau in the Old Testament. Pastor Nathan Dudley will join us. He's got some interesting ideas about Esau as possibly an Old Testament type of Christ.
Here's a special offer for Issues Etc. listeners. For any size gift between now and the end of the year, we'll send you a CD of a Christmas and Epiphany sermon preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin. You can donate online, issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. And for any size year-end gift, we'll thank you with a CD of one of Todd's Christmas and Epiphany sermons.
We have some great programs lined up for you during the Christmas season, and here's an easy way to invite your fellow parishioners to listen. It's a special church bulletin insert for Issues Etc. Christmas programming. Just go to the support page at issuesetc.org, download, print, and make copies of the Christmas programming bulletin insert. The bulletin insert can be used for the weekends of December 18th and 25th. Talk radio for the Christmas season. Issues Etc. issuesetc.org and click support.
Defending life from beginning to end. You're listening to Issues Etc.
It was the day after Christmas in 1538 when family and friends who were gathered around Luther's table heard him say, "There is no finer gift that a parent can give to a child than an education in the liberal arts." For over 100 years, St. Paul's Lutheran School in Brookfield, Illinois, has been emphasizing the six chief parts and the seven liberal arts, providing classical education in the Lutheran tradition. Visit our website at spbrookfield.org or call 708-485-0650.
Have you heard of the CLCC? In Hosea 4, we see, "My people are destroyed by lack of knowledge." The Confessional Lutherans for Christ's Commission can help educate Lutherans on being Lutheran. We treasure our Lutheran beliefs and think that all Lutherans would if they learn what we believe, teach, and confess. So visit our website, www.theclcc.org. Check out what we have to offer. Get on our mailing list, or better yet, join us. And maybe encourage your pastor to hold a seminar in your area. Just go to theclcc.org.